evaluate this report. It's not going to be like the Nuremberg trial or the railroad strike or anything like that. But this is a... Wait just a second. Now, Edgar Hoover thinks he'll be ready tomorrow, maybe, maybe then Monday. We think we ought to announce this thing as quickly as we can because Rusk is rather concerned about it. And
we'd announce the
commission. Say they're going to evaluate the report.
I sent you down, if you haven't got it yet, a complete memorandum on the Pearl Harbor so you'd have it. You know, on the executive order and the other things that happened. I just sent it down for information in case you'd want to get it for sort of guidance and background.
Now, here's who I would think, who we think would be, would make pretty good ones. Now, I want to tell it to you, and I don't want you to repeat it to a human being because I haven't talked to any of them.
Yep.
I've talked to Russell. Talked to Dick Russell. Close this door, Walter. Got to have some outstanding states' rights man. And Eastland kind of had a resolution investigating it over there. I've got to get him to call off his investigation.
Yep.
I thought I'd take the Chief Justice and John McCloy and Alan Douglas, Ellis.
John McCloy.
Alan Dulles. Richard Russell.
Yes.
Cinder Cooper.
Yes.
And I was considering Representative Boggs, who had been talking about this stuff all the time. And
what Boggs?
Rahel Boggs. And Congressman Ford. Can I get any better ones that you think of? I have talked to nobody but Russell about it. Now, I've got to be sure that the House and Senate don't mess with them, and that I've got to have someone that can work with the Justice, the administration, and with Hoover, and that has been interested in it, so it's kind of like the author of a resolution. I really, just between us, I don't want Eastland, so that's why I got Russell.
On the Republican member, I'd have to consult with on the House, you know, the procedure you consult with Halleck.
Well, that's on your appointments up there, but this is going to be appointed by the President.
Oh, you're going to appoint?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, what do we do up here?
Well, you give me advice. I'm just asking you, do you think there's anybody better that I could get? What's your judgment?
No.
I just, do you know of an abler or better, more patriotic fellow than... a Republican that would suit this mission if you were president, and Ford?
No, he's an upright man.
And
a man who would rise to the consciousness of responsibility, too.
And Boggs, you'd feel all right, too, about, I guess.
Yes.
Is anybody that's shown more interest in it, or...
He's a good man. You couldn't have... those are two good men.
All right, now, don't you think... you always want to make Mr. Rayburn out of you. Dick Russell and John Cooper.
Yes, Cooper. Dick Russell, yes. Good. Cooper, of course, a strong man.
Now, Hoover doesn't much like McCloy.
Let me see. First, you'd have Cooper and Russell from more or less from the south.
Well, they would be the... Cooper's a border state. Russell would be the south.
Yeah.
Boggs would be the south.
You wouldn't have anyone here really from the north.
Well, I got McCloy. I got Dulles.
Yeah. I mean on the legislative level.
No. I have Cooper of Order State, Ford from Michigan, and they consider that pretty north. But I have a chief from California, McCloy from New York, Dulles from New York.
You're the one to make the decision.
Yeah, but I'm just want to get the best judgment. I'm going to make it. Do you know anything about McCloy yourself?
Not myself, no.
My impressions are very good of him.
I don't. Everything I've heard about him, has been very favorable. That is about the man personally.
Now, I've told the chief that Eastland promised me in the Senate that he wouldn't go on, and I've talked to you about it in the House. I don't want to appoint a commission if they're going to start a bunch of investigations, so.
Well, as far as the House is concerned, I'll stop it. We do everything I can to stop investigations.
Well, I think we don't want to be testifying. Some fella coming up in Dallas, then I think Khrushchev planned this whole thing, and he got our president assassinated. Then there's television saying that the assistant chief said today that he believes Khrushchev did so-and-so, and we can see what that'll lead to us right quick.
Who said that?
Nobody said it, but if they do, you know.
When are you going to make the appointment?
Just quick as I can talk to him and get it and get an executive order drafted and so forth. I better get on with it. I just thought I wanted to talk to you before I did it, my friend. You think it's all right?
The theory of the commission is absolutely correct.
All right, you think?
I know nothing on the legislative level. You see, the only thought was on the legislative level with Russell, Cooper, and Boggs. You have three from the South.
No, Russell, Cooper is not a Southerner, and Boggs is not much of a...
No, I agree with you that. But Louise,
he's been kind of altering the resolution, you know. He's been wanting to investigate it over there.
Who?
Boggs.
Hale Boggs?
Yeah, Hale, he made a speech about it today.
Well, he was just answering some questions.
Yeah, but he's been on television three or four times about there ought to be a congressional investigation.
Well, I hadn't heard of it.
Yeah.
If I did, I'd have spoken to him.
Yeah. But Cooper's considered a pretty liberal fellow, you know.
There's no question about that.
And Ford is from the North. And Cooper's from a border state. You got two Southerners, but you got two Northerners that are civilians. You see what I mean? To offset them.
Yes, I wasn't undertaking to argue with you. I wouldn't do that under any circumstances.
Well, I sure want you to if you disagree with me. You just tell me.
But you couldn't have better men.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking of the geographical location on the legislative level, and that's something I just simply call to your conscious mind for you to consider. That you would have, because Cooper, Kentucky up north is considered south. I agree, it's a border state.
Well, you see, from the public, though, I wouldn't have any Southerner.
What's that?
There are three men that appointed to represent the public.
Yes.
And none of them are Southerners.
No, that's true. Well, you go, listen, you go ahead.
Well, you take care of the House of Representatives for me.
Well, now. Well, how am I going to take care of them?
Well, just keep them from investigating.
Oh, well, that angle, I've been doing it.
Well, goodbye.
Now, listen, I got outside. I had Otto Passman in here, and I was doing some spade work.
Yeah.
I want to call him in from outside for you to say hello to him.
Okay, you betcha. I got a Pakistan ambassador waiting on me since 4:45, but put him in. Put him right in.
Passman, come in.
I'm
working on him.
I'm going to be running 30 minutes late.
Otto. Otto, hurry up. The president. Mr. President.
Yes?
Here's Otto. I was having a conference with him when you called me, and he's in the outer office.
Well, that's fine. I'd like to say hello to him.
Wait a minute, Mr. President.
Mr. President.
Otto, how are you, my friend?
God bless you, and remember that I will cooperate in every way that I possibly can, and any time that I can help.
I wish I could trade jobs with you, Otto. I wish I could trade jobs with you.
Well, I know that you do, and remember that my prayers are with you, and I shall do everything within my power to make it any harder than I have to. And I was in here conferring with our great speaker a little while ago about foreign aid. It's not going to be an easy thing, but if and when...
Otto, this is just between you and me. I don't want you to repeat it to anyone, but you've been my friend. The one thing I've found out since I've been down here... In my relations with 110 other nations, about all I've got is foreign aid bill to deal with them with, and we've got more damn problems than you ever saw. I just finished talking to the chairman of the Atomic Energy Committee, and he said the only one knew this was Kennedy, and you're the only one knows it now. And when he walked out, I wished I hadn't known him. But we're spending over $100 billion this year. The budget's being made coming up 15th, and the only thing I've got is a little checkbook of... $3.5-4 billion, whatever you give me, and you'll cut it some, but you've already worked on it, and that's the only thing I got with 110 nations. Now, give me a year, and I'll try to sit down with you and take your recommendations and try to make a cleanup over there in any way that I can do it. I'm practical. I can't do it the first month, but because they'd say the South is destroying everything, but I'll get my teeth into that and try to clean that agency up where it'll smell better to you. But please go home and say your prayers and say, now, I'm the banker, and I can let Johnson have $400 a month, or I can let him have $300, but I'm going to be off. That's all I'm going to have in foreign aid. That's the only way I can deal with the world. And whatever you cut it to, it's gonna cause me troubles, because Kennedy's not here, and I'm new, and when I have to cut him back, they're going to say, well, hell, look what he, last year they did this, and that's what he did to me, and I'm going to do everything I humanly can, but you do it too.
Could I say one thing before we get off the line,
Mr.
President?
Yes, sir.
And this will be worthwhile at the proper time. As I told our great speaker here, I think in 17 years I have asked one president to see me for 15 minutes. I don't fool people and they're busy. If and when you want to discuss this with me, I'll come running with our beloved speaker.
We'll do that.
I should say this.
We'll do it. I won't do it. I'll tell you that now. If you want to do it with me, we'll just do it. And as soon as I can move in this place, we'll just sit down and me and you and John will talk about it.
Let me do it with my speaker, because he's always been so helpful to me. But I want to say this before we get off the line. And I think this would be something you'd be turning over, because when I come, I'll be factual. Last year, I guess maybe I was jumped on by more people and criticized more by cutting foreign aid $1 billion than any other time since I've handled the bill. But they came back this year and said, yes, you took out $1 billion, but you still gave us $500 million more than we need, and we're going to lose most of it. And see, those are some things I'll have to talk to you about.
Right.
And I told the speaker, I said, these people don't know what they want, what they need. They're just full of bull and they never pin it down. But I will say this, is $500 million, almost a half over now. It's $578 million clean, unobligated funds. They were going to give most of it up. I talked to the speaker, and I have arranged to tell these people how to keep $500 million. It was unobligated, and at the proper time, when you want to talk to me about this, I'll come running, and I will lean over backwards, Mr. President, to help you and my speaker.
Thank you, my friend. I'll be calling.
Thank you, Mr. President.
I appreciate it. If you want to come in, I want you to come,
yeah.
And you just invite the speaker or anybody else you want to come with you.
When you're ready, Mr. President,
right.
Because
okay.
You have a lot of responders. When you're ready, you tell the speaker, and I want him with us, because he knows that my word is my bond.
God bless you. Thank you,
God bless you. Bye.
All right, Mr. President.